Hello, my sexy listeners, and welcome to The Forbidden Fruit. I'm Michelle, your host and guide on this journey through a fulfilling and healthy sexual journey. This podcast is a platform where we have a place to feel comfortable discussing the things that make us uncomfortable. A forum where we discuss the unnatural stigmas surrounding sex and the human body in a fun, healthy, natural way. Each episode, we will discuss the uncomfortable and sexy topic of sex and everything that it surrounds. We're going to have fun. We're going to share thoughts. We're going to learn together and get comfortable on one topic that makes us uncomfortable. So sit back, my sexy listeners, and prepare to be enchanted as we dive into a conversation that's sure to leave you feeling inspired, intrigued, and maybe a little hot under the collar. Without further ado, let's welcome Lucia Gabriella to the show. Welcome back, lovely listeners, to another tantalizing episode of The Forbidden Fruit. I'm your host, Michelle, and today we have a guest who's ready to spice things up and ignite your senses in all the right ways. I'm thrilled to introduce you to Lucia Gabriella, a true connoisseur of pleasure and intimacy, with a passion for exploring the depths of desire and connection. Lucia Gabriella brings a seductive energy to everything that she does. Lucia Gabriella is a seasoned relationship and intimacy coach with over 14 years of experience. She's the driving force behind multiple ventures, including Nuna Holistic Retreat Center, the Tantric Shamanic Somatic Institute, and the Sacred Love Temple. She is also the creator of Tantric Kink, a unique blend of Tantra and BDSM. In her coaching practice, Lucia helps individuals and couples achieve mastery over their lives, their relationships, and sexuality. She specializes in identifying and addressing blind spots that may hinder personal growth and intimacy. As an emotional somatic therapist, she guides clients through the process of liberating themselves from emotional and sexual traumas, reclaiming their power, and embracing pleasure in all areas of life. From tantalizing tantra to sultry secrets of the bedroom, Lucia Gabriella is here with us today to share her wisdom and experience, inviting us into a world of passion, exploration, and delicious delights. So sit back, my sexy listeners, and prepare to be enchanted as we dive into a conversation that's sure to leave you feeling inspired, intrigued, and maybe a little hot under the collar. Without further ado, let's welcome Lucia Gabriella to the show. Welcome, Lucia.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate you so much. Such a sexy, sensual intro.
Thank you. That's my specialty. And you are such a powerhouse in the tantric world. And I want to talk today about the ancient Indian practice that's more than 5,000 years old, and it's called Tantra. And actually, Tantra means woven together, correct?
Correct. There's an aspect about Tantra that is important to recognize, that Tantra, in ancient times, there were no locations. So there were no India, there were no China, like they have different names. So when we're talking about ancient times of 5,000 years old, what we recognize now as India, it was a larger, it was, you know, the whole field, territory of what Tantra covers in these realms, it was a larger terrain than just India. So I personally don't like to say that it just comes from this place, because then we're now recognizing that Tantra also comes from some aspect of China. There has been some aspect of even in Russia, that we have some in some practices also in Egypt and Africa and South Africa. So I like to recognize that Tantra itself, it has been an ancient wisdom that had been practiced in multiple cultures. But yes, it has been very popularized coming from India, in a sense that a lot of people have gone to India, where they have been able to maintain some of the principles, some of the lineages that many people have reached out to. That's what the little clarification I want to have when it comes to Tantra. But yes, at the same time, it's not just weaving, but also the sense of looming, the sense of expansion. You know, Tantra comes from the Sanskrit word, weaving. And that's the interpretation, that the translations that we can, that we understand.
Yeah.
At the same time, there's a sense of expansion to it. So many times in different lineages and practices, we can see that is like these weaving expansion. And what I like to bring it more practical, because sometimes we can be very esoteric and we can go very ethereal and very airy when it comes to this concept. And to make it practical for everyone who is listening, one of the questions I like to ask individuals is like, what it is that you are weaving within yourself? Because that's where we start our journey. We start from within and then we expand out, right? So this element of expansion is start from within and then expansion out.
Absolutely.
To be more sustainable and more reliable and also more grounded. Because if we do practices that is all about expansion from, you know, from the outside without taking care of the core of your being, then it's not sustainable. It's like a fluke, like a tree that it doesn't have a bark. So it's not reliable. It's like what it's called the bamboo, right? It's like hollow in the middle.
Right.
But when you are coming from within, you're like a solid tree that it has core and it has root and it's grounded. And even if a tornado, a tsunami, or there will be trees that are strong and flexible and they still make it, they still survive. They still go through the, you know, the whole expansion, the whole cycle of life.
Right. So it's like, in relation to just everyday life, we have to learn to take care of ourselves first before we can take care of others in a positive way, right? So that's what you're saying, is you got to take care of you first, learn yourself first before you move on to learning with someone else.
Absolutely. If you don't know yourself, how do you expect someone outside of you know you? Many times we have this illusion that someone is going to come and rescue us. It doesn't matter what sex or gender you identify or you are. It's just simply that it's a human desire of being rescued at a fantasy level. And it doesn't matter who's coming to your rescue. Nobody can rescue you, because if you don't know yourself, like, how can they rescue you? And the only one that is going to be able to rescue you from the beginning is like you. By getting to know yourself at a deeper level, you're the only one that's going to be able to rescue yourself from situations that, you know, may not be in alignment with your path or your heart.
Yes, I love that. I love that. So I want to ask you if you can explain to me and the listeners, what is Tantra and how is it different from the traditional approach to sex? Because when I think of tantric sex, for me, it's like a meditative form of sex. So, but it's a different approach than to just the word sex and the act of sex.
Well, this is like very great question, but at the same time, it's like a tricky question. Because we have to like deform the question to actually form it, in the sense that now we have to ask ourselves the question, what is sex, right? So what's different between tantric sex and sex itself is like, then it's going to be very important for you to define what sex is. So this is where it gets a little bit more deeper into the sense of like, what is sex for you may be different than what is sex for somebody else. This is like one of the things that I do work with, especially with the couples, when they're struggling in the sexual life. Many times, it's so interesting that we think that a partner are on the same page when it comes to sex. And we think that our partners have the same kind of like, they think, you know, the concept of sex is the same. And one of the things that I work with couples the most is to really come to be on the same page, on the same book, on the same page, and using the same color pencils. So we can actually take note of the same thing that we are listening, and that we're listening to the same concept. So it's like being on the same page, 100% in all multidimensionality aspect of ourselves.
And
now when it comes to you communicating with each other, because that's what true communication is, in the sense of like, are we on the same page or we are not? Are we understanding things the same way or not? Because honestly, as an educator, one of the interesting things that I have learned in my life, even as a bilingual individual, is that we have this misperception that people speak the same language, and they don't. Even if you are with someone who speaks English and they were born in America or in Britain and they speak English and they like 100% fluent, I have people that they are fluent 100%. Many times they don't speak any other language, and they are not on the same comprehension level when it comes to communication. So this is like coming back to the aspect of sex, like what is tantric sex and what is sex, is to understand, to really give ourselves permission, and this is the key word, give ourselves permission to understand what is sex for us and how that manifests in our life and in our essence, and understand what is sex for a partner and how that manifests in their life in essence. Because let's put it very simple. For me, sex could be about that expansive, ecstatic, energetic connection with my partner. And it's like where I can feel that I'm in like in the universe, that I can feel, and it doesn't have to be even sexual at all in the sense of copulation or penetration or orgasm or any of that. But that whole aspect of like just being that deep energetic surrendering connection, that is sex to me. That's my happy place to be. It's like a bee. Like a bee can be in a very sexual experience with the flower by taking in the nectar, right? Like I call it the fucking the nectar.
Yeah.
The bees, like fucking it. It's like having that delicious sexual interaction because it's about that aspect of weaving, and we're talking in tantra, like aspect of connection at a deeper level, that presence, that connection that takes place. But that's for me. But for somebody else, that could be about not the energetic connection, but it could be more about that emotional connection. For somebody else, it could be more about like that sense of being connected, but more of the physical connection. For someone like Seth, could be more about that essence of exploration and being explorative in all aspects of the pleasure, right?
Right.
So I will go more for like the energetic, because that's my turn on. And maybe I will go a little bit into that, but I'm a virgin in my sense of to say, like, I'm not much of the explorative part of like a sexual, like pleasurable elements, but somebody else will be. So this is where we have like, where we have the miscommunication as partners. Like we don't really know what a turn on is in sex and like what really sex is for each other. So let's come back to tantra and tantric sex. You know, so if tantra is about weaving and expansion, and when we're talking about sex, it was pretty much kind of like weaving both concepts in the same way, where it's like it's more about that weaving, coming together and expanding. But the only thing about when it comes to tantric sex is there's an element where you are in an intimate relationship with people coming together, like two individuals having this experience, right? Like that you bring in that tantric sex, so usually is the both lovers coming together and being in that experience.
Like in that
where moment. Sexuality, in that moment where sex itself is like, you can be in a sexual experience just with yourself.
Right.
Right.
You just have to mindset.
It is all about intention. And that's one of the things that even in all sacred practices, including Tantra, not just Tantra, but in all sacred practices, ancient practices, we talk a lot about the mindset. We talk about the power of the mind and the power of focus. And where your focus is, that's where energy goes. Like what you actually labeling, you know, what it is that you define it. This is why in many spiritual practices, we have to be very careful with the words that we use or with the meanings that we put into experiences, because the meaning and the words that we put into experiences will define our life. So if we change the meaning, we change the word, we change the language, we're creating magic. And that's what we call conjuring. In magic realms, just like you're conjuring your reality because you actually utilize some language that help you to create the reality that you desire.
Right, right. Now, let me ask you this. On top of what you just said, Tantra often emphasizes the importance of letting go of the expectations. Could you just elaborate a little bit why this approach is valuable and can lead to more fulfilling experience?
Well, because the aspect of surrendering and letting go is about mastering the art of presence and now.
Right.
When you allow yourself to surrender, you letting go, you surrendering, you trusting yourself, you have faith. You believe there's a knowing, more than trusting, there's like a deeper knowing within yourself that you're okay and you're safe. That's the true surrendering. When you fully surrender, you let go of everything because you already have a deeper knowing within yourself that you are going to be safe in this existence, that your existence matters. So by tapping into that surrendering, it's about being present. You know, being in the now, being here, because you're not in the past and you're in the future. You're here right now. You're breathing right now. And this is where all the tantric principles or the tantric practices that we talk about, like breath, sound, movement. We're talking about rituals and ceremonies. We're talking about deeper level of practices that it's all about connection, because all the practices are about connection. So when you engage in all these practices and all these principles, it's all about really coming to be in full surrendering with your moment right now and appreciate what you have right now, this moment, right now.
Right now.
And make it simple. It's right now. Right now. Right now, you and I, we're having this deep connection, this conversation. Right now, the listener is here right now. It maybe inspire right now, but to drop the phone to the side, to drop off the computer to the side, to put things away so they can be in the now right now, because life is here. And what were you doing with it? And lately I have come to really appreciate people that are getting older, and they're like 70s and 80s and the 90s and the 100s. And I'm like really appreciating how blessed we will be as human beings when we get to the age of 80, 90 and we're still functionable. Because for some people, that doesn't exist in their life. Some people leave, you know, this planet, you know, very early. So it's not guaranteed. Your life is not guaranteed ever.
Right.
So just to get to an age of 80 and 90 years old, and now realize, you know, right now, whatever age you are as you're listening to this, whenever you're listening to this conversation, whatever you have right now is now. It's not guaranteed tomorrow. It's not guaranteed. And why dwell on the past? And why dwell on the anger and the frustration and the resentment of the past, what people said, what happened, our traumas? Why dwell on that? Because our future is not guaranteed. So how are you going to live your life right now? And this is where Tantra comes into place, where it's like bringing the sense of awareness of what is really important in your life. And how can you be practical about what really is important in your life? And how can you come from a place of compassion? That in many lineages, that's the focus of Tantra, you know, coming from a place of compassion. Compassion, especially in the Buddhist Tantra, is about compassion. Compassion left and right, in and out. So what is compassion? The ability to give ourselves permission to put ourselves in someone else's shoes and really feel the pain, the suffering, and where they are at, right? Without attachment, without trying to save them, without trying to be the hero, but just having this deeper knowing and understanding of where they are in their life and having this level of appreciation and consideration for that.
Absolutely.
That's my understanding and my essence of compassion.
Yeah, I love when you said the word surrender, my blood just boiled just from that word surrender, because we live in this crazy life every day that we're just on the go, 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 go. And we don't give ourselves the opportunity. We're so controlling. A lot of us are controlling for all the things that we're doing. But when do we actually sit down and surrender ourselves, just give up that control and enjoy that moment? And as you were saying, when you get to a certain age, I've talked to many people who were in their 80s and 90s. My grandfather just passed recently at 90. And you ask them, you know, what do you regret in your life? And a lot of them will say, I didn't do some of the things I wanted to do, or I didn't appreciate each moment. Because you think you want something. You have this vision in your head where you need to make a lot of money, or you need to do this and you need to do this. But when are we going to learn just to take it, you know, day by day and being in the moment and appreciating what you have and the opportunity that you're breathing, and you can experience like this deepness within yourself, so that when you get to that age, you can say, wow, I really lived a full life.
Yeah.
So yeah, thank you for sharing that. I love what you said, and just that word is so powerful. So can I ask you, there are techniques that partners can go through when they're actually processing or incorporating Tantra into their sexual experience. So how does Tantra help deepen emotional and energetic connection between the partners and enhance the intimacy? What could you guide the listeners as to what would be some of the first steps they can take to introduce this into their relationship or their self, you know, gratification, to learn what they can do to make themselves feel better?
It all starts within. You cannot do anything with someone else outside of you that you have not done it with you. So you cannot have a deeper level of intimacy with someone else outside of you if you haven't done that with you and all parts of you, and come to a place of compassion, understanding of who you are in your depth. So I'm not a kind of person that is going to give you techniques and tools, you know, techniques of this and that, because it does not matter if you are not really satisfied and you're not really content with who you are. It does not matter what sex tips or sex toys you have around your room, or what positions of sexual positions, or what sexual practices, or even tantric practices can be added in a relationship. If you're not really happy with yourself, if you're not really at peace with who you are authentically, if you don't feel comfortable and confident to be yourself, without feeling any shame, without any having any judgment about yourself, without feeling depressed, if you can speak up vulnerably with your partner, this is where I go, like, what is the most powerful sex tip that I can give anyone? Is that if I cannot speak up and express myself in my light and in my dark, in my light and in my shadow, in my greatness and in my weakest moment, if I cannot feel confident to be able to speak up vulnerably and not feel judged and not feel shame and not feel like, if I say this person not going to love me, they're not going to want to be with me. If I cannot do that, if I cannot really communicate at all dimensions with my partner, I don't care what kind of sex toy or sex tip I have, it's not going to work. It's not going to be a fulfilling relationship. But because in the aspect of like getting to know ourselves at a deeper level, you know, that's like what Tantra invites us to. It's like Tantra itself is a journey of alchemy, a journey. I call this the transformational journey, the path of fire within yourself. It's the path of fire that is going to destroy and create everything that is not you, to give yourself permission to see you, be you, and allow yourself to be you. When you're able to do that, you're going to be able to have such a different level of perception, different level of how you're going to be relating with someone else. You're going to have a different level of compassion, a different level of understanding, a different level of connecting with other individuals, and especially with your partner. So if you can really polish the diamond that you are and share that brilliance with the people around you, the people that you love, and especially your intimate partner, that's where any kind of like practice of tantric tool or sex toy or sex tip will enhance, you know, will be fun. It will be fun. Because I can give you so many sex tips, but if you don't have that, you don't have that deep awareness of you, you don't have that deep communication opportunity available to you in your relationship, it doesn't matter. It's not going to go anywhere. It's just like one more thing that you know how to do, what to do, but it's not really doing anything for you.
Awesome. So we just have to dive in for ourselves. And once we start at the core, like you said, everything else is possible. And I love that. And you put on many, many workshops throughout the year. And you have an awesome festival coming up, Soul Iluna Tantric Shamanic Festival, March 21st to 24th. And is that that's a good place for somebody to come? And maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. So I would say I'm located here in Sarasota, Florida, and I have what I call the Love Temple, but also for Tantric Shamanic practices. And then also a founder of the Dark Temple, which is for conscious kink BDSM. So as you mentioned in the bio, I'm like the creator of Tantra Kink, a fusion of Tantra and BDSM. But I love your introduction. It was a lot sexier than mine. More juicy. And I will say that what I like to do is I like to create experiences, because in Tantra or even Asian practices, the way that we learn was through experiences. So you can read so many books about Tantra. You maybe hear a couple of podcasts or videos or watch, interact in some way with the knowledge around Tantra. But until you are in an experience, in an environment, in a portal, as we call it, that portal that of that experience, you're not really going to get it integrated in yourself. It's not going to really land. You're not really going to feel it, because when it comes to this sacred knowledge and this wisdom, it had to come from the inside out. Like it's this awakening of the inner wisdom within you. So I create many events throughout the year. I would say between 200 to 300 events a year that I do, and I facilitate them. And one of my biggest production is the Soul Iluna Tantric Shamanic Festival. That is a retreat experience with a festival vibe. And what that means is that it is a retreat setting. So is, you know, we have a schedule set up. We have three temples based so people be able to choose what experience they want to have. It's in a beautiful location. But it's like a very gentle way to be introduced to any of these practices because we create a space for integration. And one of the things that is missing out in many retreats and also many even festivals or experiences out there is the integration part. And Stoli Luna, we create the schedule so people can actually experience the energy, experience community, experience the knowledge, experience the integration, and have a whole full experience that is going to be embodied. And once they have that, they're going to be able to easily when they go home, they're going to be able to easily have the transition time between festival retreat experience to life. I bring facilitators from different parts of the country, sometimes from different parts of the world. We have, temple night. We have performers. We have activities because it's a retreat experience with a festival vibe. So we have performers and we have music and we have, I usually bring performers from South Florida in Miami area that will bring like Latin flavors because I'm a Latin person. So I bring performers from my culture, because I want to share the Tantra is not just in one local place in India. Like Tantra wisdom, the Tantric knowledge, it has been spread out for thousands of years throughout the whole planet. Because when we look at history of how the place and the planet were located, South America was connected to Africa and Africa was connected to the Middle East. So all of that plate went together and we're talking about thousand years ago. So we're looking at, okay, we're bringing this Latin flavor into this beautiful experience that is going to help us to go deeper within ourselves. And the most powerful thing that we can say about Stoli Luna is this beautiful portal for you who are listening to really get to know yourself, who you are, and connect with other people that are giving themselves permission to know themselves as well.
That's amazing. I'm really looking forward to coming to the festival and attending some of your other workshops, because just like my listeners, I also need that direction and I'm looking forward to being part of that experience. Thank you. Thank you so much for all that you do and giving people the opportunity to learn all of this, because people like you really make a world a better place.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
So where can we find you? You do have a podcast called Mastering Life, Relationships, and Intimacy with Lucia Gabrielle.
Yes, I do. And people pretty much can find me at luciagabriela.com. Lucia is Lucia. Gabriela is G-A-B as a boy, R-I-E-L-A, just one L.com. So you go to luciagabriela.com and everything is there. Everything you need to know about me, all the experiences, all the online programs, the retreat, everything is in one place. So, yes. I'm there.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, I'm going to put in our show notes. Also, I will include everywhere where you can be found. And I look forward to the Stoli Luna Festival. And I look forward to attending some of your other events. Thank you for being with us today.
You're very welcome.
Hey, friends, to get a discount to the Stoli Luna Festival 2024, please see the graphics in my show notes. And you can use code MICHELLE10. That's MICHELLE10. If you found today's episode informative and thought-provoking, please consider subscribing to the Forbidden Fruit Podcast to stay tuned for more engaging discussions and insightful guests. If you have any questions, thoughts, or suggestions, don't hesitate to reach out through our social media channels or email. Your feedback is incredibly valuable. Before we go, let's remember that embracing our desires, consent, communication, and mutual respect are the cornerstones of a fulfilling and healthy sexual journey. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Forbidden Fruit. Until next time, stay curious, stay safe, and keep that passion alive.